Many people who stopped feeding birds in summer opened shop up again in August. With so much natural food available, bird feeding isn't necessary for survival this time of year, but setting out feeder fare often attracts exciting migrants that we'd normally never see in our backyards. But first things first, before we should even think about what food to set out this time of year, it's important to make sure the feeders are clean. It's okay to rinse them in salt water or bleach, but if you do use bleach, make sure they completely air out before filling them with seed. This is a good time to give your bird bath a thorough cleaning, too. Again, make sure it's very well rinsed out, because more birds use baths to drink than to bathe. Once everything is clean, you can put in the bird seed. The single most important kind of seed for attracting the widest variety of native species is sunflower. Because of its higher fat content, black oil seed probably really is more nutritious during winter. Unlike humans, birds metabolize fat efficiently, and the added fat gives them the extra energy they need for shivering when temperatures are low. But this time of year, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Birds attracted to sunflower include cardinals, rose-breasted grosbeaks, goldfinches, purple finches, and just about all Native American sparrows. Chickadees, which require too much personal space to sit side by side in even a large feeder, each grab a seed and carry it off to their own branch to dine alone. Right now, my own personal chickadees are mostly coming to a feeder that happens to be right next to my hummingbird feeder. The chickadees have been trying to figure out what the attraction is for the hummers, and I had one male hummer actually alight on a sunflower seed feeder momentarily, as if he were trying to figure out what the big deal was for the chickadees. A couple of times, hummers have actually chased off the chickadees, and a couple of times, the chickadees have chased off the hummers. Of course, next to a ruby-throated hummingbird, a black-capped chickadee looks like an oversized lunk, and hummers are a lot quicker and more maneuverable, but neither was stupid enough to actually bonk into the other, so the whole thing ended up like Shakespeare's tale told by an idiot, signifying nothing. Blue jays are appearing more and more at feeders now. Flocks of migrating jays passing through an area usually feed side by side at a feeder, hacking their seeds open in the manner of chickadees. Those blue jays that will remain in an area through the winter use feeders more like a grocery store, filling their throat pouches and then flying off to hide some of the food for later. What they do eat, they prefer to take where they can be hidden from predators. These residents prefer to consume what they do eat, hidden from the view of possible predators. Besides birds, sunflower seeds are extremely popular with squirrels and chipmunks. Some people do their best to keep mammals out. Some make it tricky so they can watch the squirrels doing all kinds of silly things to get in. And some, like me, just set up extra feeders so everyone can be happy. There are a lot more things to feed birds than just sunflower, so tomorrow we'll look at some of the alternatives. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.